Boston is known for its tea, the train, the party, Ted Williams, and traffic. Rush hour on the central artery can last all day. So for the past decade, city planners have been trying to reroute Boston's traffic underground. The Big Dig, as it's called, is an elaborate system of tunnels and bridges built to accommodate city drivers and more than a couple hundred thousand commuters. One of those tunnels is nearly complete, but this weekend, anybody who wants to see it will have to park their car, because on Sunday, the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority will open the route to pedestrians only for a walk beneath the city. Matthew Amarillo is chairman of the Turnpike Authority. Mr. Amarillo, thanks for being with us.
John, it's great to be with you.
What's it look like down there?
Well, it is an incredible engineering accomplishment here in the city of Boston. We have maintained the operation of the expressway above ground and constructed highway tunnels under the city. It looks like an interstate, only underground.
How far underground are these tunnels?
The tunnels that we're opening this Sunday are 120 feet below the city of Boston. We actually had to go underneath the Red Line subway system, and then later in the tunnel you start to come up as we go over the Blue Line.
Mm-hmm.
This section of the highway will be opened in December of this year. Actually, an incredible engineering accomplishment, and I think rivaling the Hoover Dam and the Panama Canal in terms of what we've done here in the city of Boston.
Now, above ground, what's going to happen there? The artery, as it's known there, the artery in the rest of the country is going to be torn down.
The artery comes down in 2004, and we will replace it with surface streets, and then the crown jewel of the project is the parks that will be built in downtown Boston. And on top of all that, we are reuniting neighborhoods divided by the building of the expressway back in the 50s. The North End, the Italian neighborhoods being reconnected to downtown. Chinatown is being put back together. The waterfront is becoming part of the city. The Leather District is getting new vitality. All these neighborhoods that have been cut off by an elevated highway are now being put back together.
So when people march around there on Sunday, oh my gosh, you must worry about the people writing their names on the wall.
We have ropes up to keep folks away from the wall, but we want them to see what we've been constructing. And the men and women who've been working on this project are so proud of the opportunity to show it off. You know, there's no question this is a very costly construction project, over $14.6 billion. But when they see it and understand it and appreciate what we've been constructing, they really understand that this is an incredible undertaking, not only for the state of Massachusetts, but for the nation.
Thanks very much, Mr.
All right, Scott, take care.
Bye-bye. Matthew Amarillo is chairman of the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority, of course in Boston. More information about Boston's Big Dig and the walk beneath the city is available on our website, npr.org.